Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we've long known, haven't we, that experts suggest that women need to do more weight training for a myriad of reasons, but you might be a little bit lost about where to start. You might feel a little bit intimidated about the prospect even of going into the weight section in a gym. Well, here to talk us through the benefits and the basics is Aoife Ní Oichí, who is a chartered physiotherapist and a clinical specialist in women's and men's health. So, Aoife, we might be talking to people now who think, well, I'm going for a good walk every day. Are you saying that's not enough?
Yes, I am. I am. And good morning, Claire, and good morning, listeners. And thank you very much for having me on. Keep the walk going. But my advice is, and I couldn't recommend this enough, how important weight training is for women, for their health, and how effective it is. But add it into the walk.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to do a bit of both.
You absolutely do.
And what about that, what I said there about people being intimidated about going into a gym in the first place? They mightn't have set foot in one before, and particularly going into that weight section. Do you have to do that to do weight training?
Well, first of all, it is very intimidating. I am over 25 years for my sins practicing as a physiotherapist, and I am intimidated sometimes. You know, I always try and stay somewhere if I'm traveling with the gym, and I'm intimidated. But we have to get over that. It's not too difficult. Take small steps. Maybe have a little tour of the gym first, you know, and see if it is something, you know, there are, I would say, more scary looking gyms than, you know, than others. But you could use weights at home. You could use resistance bands. I like the gym environment because you can carefully set the different weights. It's a little bit more comfortable. I think the results are a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. It's intimidating.
But some people just might need that guidance at the start, maybe from a trainer in the gym, just to set you up and show you the correct form, because that's really important. We don't want people hurting themselves.
That's essential, Claire. Absolutely. And every gym, and you know, the physiotherapist will work with the personal trainer. You know, there's gym staff there in my gym. They're absolutely brilliant where I go. So absolutely. But I suppose maybe you might, if you were very apprehensive, if you had a medical condition, you might like to consult with your physiotherapist first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to see what you should be doing and so on. Now, let's talk about the benefits then for women in particular.
Again, as I said, I cannot emphasise enough. So there's so many. Let's talk about three. The first one is from a weight management point of view and tackling obesity. There's a great study published recently by my colleague Lopez et al. And she really highlighted the importance from a weight management point of view. Claire, can I super quick say that women may not know this, your listeners, as they're going through perimenopause from age 38. If they eat the same diet and do the same exercise, the average weight gain is 2 stone.
My God.
I know. And I have to say, I'm living proof of it. I'm working on my own weight at the moment. So it creeps on, imagine. So to get ahead of that, it will really help your weight management. The next thing we need to be careful of, and women at all age, but particularly through perimenopause and menopause, we need to be careful of our bone. We know 1 in 2 women in Ireland over 50 will fracture, break a bone due to bone changes. And we know if you do the weight training, it really helps the bone. Mm-hmm. The density.
So you're saying to start when? Before the age of 38, ideally?
Yeah, I would start. Now, of course, it's easy for a physiotherapist and many of my colleagues as well. You know, we're lifelong exercises. I've been going to a gym for, I'd say, 30 years nearly at this stage. The sooner you start, the better.
Mm-hmm. But it's never too late to start either, I suppose.
Never too late. And we have, you know, my own mother, Kay, she's 84. She goes to the gym 3 times a week.
Never too late.
84. And many of our patients say to us, Aoife, I wish I had started this in my 30s, my 40s. Our own team, you know, some of the younger, you know, team members that we have, I see them starting going to the gym because they're inspired by the older people.
Now, I have a lot of messages coming in and a lot of people want to know, can I do this at home? So not everyone can afford to access a gym. Would there be tips for around the house? And others who, you know, just don't want to step in there.
Yes,
now, plenty of people
absolutely.
Will and that's fine. But you can do things at home as well, can't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. And it could be a time issue as well for people. And, you know, maybe they might do that for starters. You know, so absolutely you could use free weights. You could buy weights and you could start with a couple of exercises.
Like very light ones to start with. Yes, just to get used to it all.
Exactly. You know, you'll be able to lift a little bit more with your legs than you will with your arms. You know, now maybe if you could manage to have an assessment with a physiotherapist, that would be great. Yeah. You know, just in case there's other things like bone and old injuries, you know, you might be saving yourself on physiotherapy fees in the long run with a little bit of advice about a home programme and also maybe a little bit of supervision. You know, it's nice to be progressed through the programme. Absolutely. And resisted bands are also another option. You don't actually have to start with the free weights.
Okay.
And sure, you can make your own weights at home as well from bottles of water. Yeah. And sometimes we would even start without weights at all to get the form right.
And you know, there are great online resources for people as well, if that is their situation, that they don't want to go into the gym. Now, I have a 70-year-old. Could you suggest exercises for a 70-year-old to do at home and what equipment I could buy? My only exercise to date, says Joan, is walking.
Yes. Now, just with a lady who's in her 70s, and I'm absolutely delighted to hear this and well done on her enthusiasm and motivation. But I would have an assessment with a physiotherapist first, because I would be thinking bone health. I think there could be a chance that there could be osteopenia or even osteoporotic changes there. And if that lady could attend her physiotherapist for assessment and get the right programme, and then she can invest in her weights and her exercise bands and do her programme at home.
Mm-hmm. I have a woman here who's in her 50s who has osteopenia, and she wants to know, can she help reverse this situation?
Yes, in some cases you can, but it's very important that you have medical management alongside the physiotherapy management. And can I just say one really important point on osteopenia, Claire, that your listeners may not know about? You know, 40% of women with osteopenia will fracture.
How is that diagnosed?
DEXA scan. The gold standard is DEXA scan, and look after your vitamin D levels as well. Measure those.
Are you saying to Deirdre here, who's messaged us in, that you can actually reverse that?
Yes. Now, you can reverse it in some cases. It depends on the cause. But what would be more important is to halt it. Mm-hmm. So success would be to halt it for a lot of my patients. I'd be delighted if we could halt their bone changes through medical management and physiotherapy, the weight-bearing programme, the safe exercises.
Okay, this listener started in a new gym last year. She's in her 50s. It's women only. There's a class with instructors, and I feel so much stronger. And people will feel the benefit of this in other parts of their lives as well.
Exactly, Claire. I'm so delighted. And thank you to that listener for putting in that comment. I cannot emphasise enough, you know, the third thing I was going to say at the start there is you will feel so much more confident. You'll be delighted with yourself that you've tackled this, because I see this in my own patients. And after 3 months of going to a gym, Claire, you'll be lifting double the weights that you started with. That's very satisfying.
And it'll be no bother to you to bring the shopping in out of the boot of the car.
No, and you can be doing that as well. And that's weightlifting. That's regular, you know.
But people shouldn't expect to look different after a short period of time, because this can, it can take a while, can't it? Yeah,
well, the results, like I was looking at a study now, it was Liu et al. In 8 weeks, you'll see the results in your bone from weight training. Isn't that fantastic?
But for aesthetic reasons, if people think, well, they're going to, really? You think?
You absolutely will. In 3 weeks, definitely. And again, when you start doing the weight training and going to the gym, you know, you will start to watch the food a little bit and the diet a little bit. It'll have a snowball effect. But absolutely, you know, it really will help control your weight. And, you know, we're all, you know, as I talked about the menopause changes.
Yeah. Well, there's loads of people getting in touch. So another listener wants to know if water aerobics can be effective for strengthening when it comes to older women. Because there is resistance there.
Absolutely, you know, and that's also a good type of cardio or aerobic. Absolutely, and it's fun, right? And I think that's very important. But yes, there are different floats that you can use and different weights in the water. Fire ahead with that. Excellent.
See, there are loads of ways to come at this. Like, I have a 72-year-old here who's texted us in to say that they took up climbing 3 years ago, mainly indoor climbing. I've developed muscles in my upper body that I never had, and I'm fitter than when I was in my 40s.
Yeah, see that. And another point as well, that is excellent. And I love that comment. And thank you to that listener for sending that in. Can I just say as well, as women, as we lose estrogen, you know, after menopause, our estrogen levels are declining. We have a renewed ability for exercise. Not that we become more like men, but honestly, you'll see women in their mid-50s taking up things like that woman there that they never did before. So in a way, estrogen has been holding us back, our sporting abilities a little bit and our weight training abilities. Go for it.
What about people who are worried about bulking up if they lift weights?
Yeah, that is a worry too, you know. But again, if you're doing the exercises, you know, in the right order, in the right way, you know, and if you're doing a progressive course, And certainly, you know, the staff at the gym as well will help you. Maybe you might consider, you know, being under the care of a dietitian as well. From the food point of view, particularly protein is very important. But to be honest, it is not a concern I see in my patients, in my clinics, you know.
I think you'd have to put an awful lot of effort in to bulk up, wouldn't you? You'd have to completely change how you were eating and lift very heavy weights very often.
Yes.
To change, you know, your bulk and
but
your
size.
But
you know, you could analyse it as you're going along. And again, I suppose I'm not pushing the physiotherapy here too much, but, you know, keeping regular contact with your physiotherapist, assessing your programme, getting some tips that way.
Now, 51-year-old woman who has started 30 minutes of strength classes at home. 2 weeks later, I'm still really sore and it's hurting walking the stairs. Do I keep going? Do they keep going?
No, I'd be careful there. One thing I always say when you start weight training is no pain during the exercise routine and no new pain and no new pain the next day.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks, you know, there's a thing called DOMS, delayed onset of muscle soreness. You know, you'll have it after 2 days, 3 days, but you won't really have it again as you continue. So again, how old did you say she was? 51?
That one is 51.
51.
Yeah.
Could be DEXA might be worth doing.
Right.
Could
have
be
that
a bone density
out.
Issue. Could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you will have a bit of muscle soreness. Like that's to be expected, but for a couple
not
of days.
Not for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm,
But again, I think a pull back and get assessed.
This listener wants to know if yoga and Pilates are good for bones or just good for general health.
They wouldn't be my top for bone.
Okay.
I'm going to get killed here. But there are new guidelines that are out now around yoga for bone. And we have to be careful at the end of range of movement. What we did when we were 20, we can't do when we're 50. So they're good for balance, flexibility, toning, but you can't beat the weights for the bone density.
So it's all about resistance training.
It is.
But keep up the bit of walking, you're saying,
as well.
You
need that as well. And you need to work on your balance and your flexibility as well.
Aoife, thank you so much. Great advice,
pleasure.
As always. Aoife Niocki, who is a chartered physiotherapist. Now, we're going to take a break. Back with more after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.